السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Now we want to see who is the tickling victim for today. Okay, we want one tickling victim from the boys and one tickling victim from the girls. Sara from the girls, okay. Yes, Sara. Sara. Somebody? And who is the tickling victim? Who is the tickling? And you are the tickling victim from the boys. And you too. Oh, more tickling victims. More tickling victims. Are you want to be a tickling victim? Yeah. How about you? Oh, don't tickle me on here. All right. Who remembers which story, which part we stopped at? What problem we were talking about last time? Huh? Yes? Prophet Yusuf, Takbir. Allahu Akbar. And which part we stopped at last time? Huh? No, you were absent last time. No. We're far gone after this part. Huh? At the window. Yes. MashaAllah, Takbir. And then how about the gossiping? You know the spoiled ladies and the spoiled the brat ladies, the rich? Huh? What did they do?
Okay. So the spoiled
ladies
tell it
in their own.
So it's like, yeah, she's the topic of today.
You probably do the same thing.
Alright, yes, Takbir, that is true. The gossiping ladies, they have nothing to gossip about. They have no stories to tell. They have finished all the stories. So guess what was the hot story in the news? The hot story of the news, 9 o'clock news. Did you guys hear? What? Did you hear what happened? What happened? Yes, Nina.
No,
we're not at this part yet. No, not yet. Oh, 6 o'clock news. Okay, did you guys know what happened? The wife of the governor. What happened to the wife of the governor? Oh my God, you didn't hear the news? No, I didn't hear the news. Okay, I'll tell you the news, but you have to promise that you will never tell anyone else. Really? I promise. Okay, what is the news? Really? Oh my God! She did that? Oh my God, that's unbelievable! And then that lady, same lady that she promised she's not going to tell anyone, she goes to her neighbor and... Hi, Melina, open the door, I have a hot story for you. Yes, huh? What? Oh my God, she did? And this is how the story spread. And it became the story of the season. The wife of the governor, she wants her slave boy to kiss her. Yuck. And her slave boy is like, this is haram. I am not going to do that. I'm afraid of Allah. Allah will get angry at me. I will never do anything to make Allah angry. And the more he says no, the more she gets stubborn about it. And she says, you have to. Then they were making fun of her. Look at her. Oh, she's a loser. She's a loser. Did you hear about anybody who's a loser than her? She wants her slave boy to kiss her. Oh my God, what a loser, what a loser. Oh my God. And everybody, but all the lady gossiping and talking and talking and talking about her. So she heard the news. She discovered that her story is all over town. So she decided to do something very, very wicked. To give a message to those ladies that she is right. That she is what?
Right.
Not to defend herself and convince them that she didn't do anything. No, she didn't want to do that. She was trying to convince them that she's right and they are wrong. So guess what she thought of? She thought of a very, very good trick. What was the trick? She invited all the ladies who were gossiping about her. So she invited what? All the ladies that were what? Gossiping about her. And she invited them to dinner. And then she brought an apple and knives. Thank you very much, sister. Can I borrow the apples? Thank you very much. No, we want plastic knives. Ah! Everybody, we want volunteers to hold apples. Where are the plastic knives? Okay. Oh yeah, here's a. This is my plastic knife. Go find plastic knives over there. Here. All right. Here. Yes, and we're done. You can eat it. Plastic knives. All right, plastic knives are here. Everybody, plastic knives. Okay. And then she invited them. And she invited somebody to amuse them. Everybody's ready? Let's pretend that you guys are the guests and I am the host. How are you guys? Are you enjoying your time? Yes, I'm enjoying our time. Cutting the apples and we are enjoying our time. We're having a very, very good, delicious apple time. So what's the latest, girls? What is the latest news, girls? Oh, the latest news? You don't know the latest news? No, we don't know the latest news. Oh my God! How come you don't know the latest news? And then they point to each other and say, look at her, she's lying. She doesn't know the latest news. Huh? She doesn't know the latest news. Really? She doesn't know the latest news. She's pretending that we don't know anything. You don't know the latest news? Pretend that we don't know anything. Now, in the meantime, guess what was she cooking? No, she was cooking a plan. What was planned? She told her girls, her maids, to get Yusuf dressed. To get Yusuf what? Dressed. And dress him in a very silk decorated dress that made him even more beautiful than he was beautiful. So he became so impressive. He became what? So impressive. So if you see him, you can't help but accept, huh? Except what? Huh? Staring at him. Like the sun, like the moon. Shiny, beautiful, glorious boy. And here is the... here's the knife. And the girls are gossiping. You ready? Okay, let's have somebody to play the role of Yusuf. I'll pick you to play the role of Yusuf.
I will.
You're welcome. We want the boy.
Now, Yusuf is, come here. Yusuf is ready to come. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, okay? Girls, I have a surprise for you, girls. What is the surprise? Okay, the surprise is, no, come on, don't spoil the surprise. Come in. But don't come out until I tell you. The surprise is, Yusuf, come in! And they were what? Cutting the... Oh, is this a human? And they were cutting through the apple, and they continued cutting through what? Their hands. Is this a human? No, he's not a human. This is an angel. And their hands started bleeding. And they are not feeling it. Oh my God, that's not human. From which sky did you come? From the second sky? And their hands are what? Are bleeding. And they continue cutting. And then one of them said,
oh my God, my hand is bleeding.
Everybody started looking at her hand.
Oh my God, I'm bleeding. 911. Get the paramedics. 911. Oh my God, I'm bleeding. Why? And guess? The wife of the governor was what? Like what? Ladies, watch what happened to you. You cut your hands without feeling. What happened to you, girls? Are you so impressed by a slave boy? You girls are losers. How come you're impressed by a slave boy? You are so impressed by the slave boy to the level that made you cut your what? Hands. If you are so impressed by him to the level that makes you cut your hand, then how dare you blame me for being impressed by him? Why do you blame me? Why? If you were impressed with him and you cut your hands and you're bleeding without feeling it, then why do you blame me? Why do you say I'm a loser that I'm impressed by him? Aren't you too impressed by him? Answer me. Aren't you impressed by him? Aren't you? How dare you say I am a loser for being impressed by him? Aren't you impressed by him too? Aren't you impressed by him? How dare you call me a loser? How dare you? You are saying I'm a loser because I'm impressed with my slave. You were so impressed by him that you cut your hands. What? Look at your hands. Look here, bleeding. Sorry, can I make it bleed? Why not? So, they said, no, you're not a loser. You're not a what? Loser. So she did this whole show because that they were calling her a loser for loving her slave boy. And for wanting her slave boy to kiss her, they called her a what? A loser. Now she showed them how impressive is he to the level that made them cut their own hands without feeling it. Now she's telling them, are you guys losers too? They say, no, we are not losers and you are not a loser. You can't help it. We see that you can't help it. If you see this boy, you love him and you want to kiss him. But we have a request. We now say that you're not a loser, but we have a request. Guess what was that request? No, not to sell them. Who knows what the request?
They said, okay, we admit that you are not a loser, and you are right for being impressed by this boy, but please, we have a request. Huh? What was the request?
Don't tell anybody about
our
tank.
No, no, no. What was the request? Huh? You guys don't know what the request was? The request was, old lady said in 1-7, we have a request. We want him to kiss us too. Yes. We want to kiss him and he wants, and we want him to kiss us. Yes. Now Yusuf, instead of having one problem, now Yusuf has how many problems?
10,000.
Instead of having to deal with one woman, now he has to deal with how many?
100.
And they kept bugging him day and night. Yusuf, I want you in my home tomorrow. No, I am not coming. You have to. Guards, drag him to my home. What do you want to do? I don't want to go. They drag Yusuf by force. They put him in her home. Yusuf, you are going to be stuck in this room, and you're not getting out of this room unless you give me a kiss. Unless you give me a what? A kiss. No, I am not going to give you a kiss. You will starve, Yusuf. I don't care. And Yusuf will stay in the room for days without food, and he will refuse to give her a kiss. Then she gives up on him, and she takes him, and she takes him to the wife of the governor, and she says, here is your slave boy. He is so stubborn. Give him. The other lady says, oh, you returned him. I want him. Give him. He is going to go with me today to my home. I'll make sure he will not leave home without kissing me. You have to kiss me. You have to kiss me. You have to kiss me. Okay, give me a kiss. No. And Yusuf, after she runs after him, and Yusuf is a fast runner, what happens? She gets up on him. She takes him back to the wife of the governor. Here is your boy. He is useless. He's so stubborn. He's hard-headed. He doesn't want to listen. He's hard-headed. Here is he. The other lady says, you ladies are losers. You don't know how to get Yusuf to kiss you. I know how. How? Give him to me today for 2 days, and I'll make sure I'll make him kiss me. Yusuf, you come with me to him. Yusuf, you have to kiss me, Yusuf. I want to kiss you, Yusuf. You have to kiss me. And Yusuf says, no. And then they started betting with each other. I bet you, for $5, that I will let Yusuf kiss me. No, I bet you for $500 that he's not going to. No, and then Yusuf became the toy. So what was the new toy for the richest boy, the elite ladies in town?
Yusuf.
Every day we are talking about Yusuf. How to kiss Yusuf? How to let Yusuf kiss me? How can I make Yusuf change his mind? How can I? Should we beat him up? No. Don't, please. You break my heart. Don't beat him up. Okay. Should we put him to starve to death? No. We don't want to make him starve to death. Should we? Should we? What to do with him? He's so stubborn. He doesn't want to listen. He doesn't want to kiss us. What to do with him? Yes, at the end, they decided to do what with him? I'll take you to the office. They decided to do what with him? Yes. At the end,
They said, Yusuf, Yusuf, you have two choices. You don't have a third choice. One or two. The first choice is to go where? To Israel. Or the second choice is? To go to Israel. And the second choice is what? You smart girls. And the second choice is what? To kiss me. He said, I don't care about the jail. So they said to the guards, guards, take him and show him the jail and scare him to death. And scare him to what? Death. So he said, Yusuf, come here, we'll take you to the jail. So they brought him two big guards. Two big what? Guards. Every one of the guards was as big as the wall, like this. And then they said, Yusuf, Yusuf, come with us. And they took him to the jail. When he went to the jail, they showed him people starving to death, and people being beaten up, and people being tortured. And they showed him all horror scenes. At the end, they told him, Yusuf, if you don't obey your master, ladies, you're going to be where? Here. We have a last chance. You have 1 week to think. 1 week to think. If after this week, we find out that you are still stubborn and you're insisting, then guess what is going to happen? We're going to take you to jail. So, during that week, what did Yusuf choose? He said, Ya Allah, jail is better for me. Ya Allah, jail is better for me than doing something disgusting, yucky like this. Ya Allah, I prefer jail over Nura. What they are asking me to do. That is so disgusting, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, I don't want this disgusting thing. I prefer to go where? To jail. After 1 week, guess what they did? They took him where? They took him to the jail. No. He's going to jail. That's it. Last chance. Now where is Yusuf?
Jail.
Jail. Girls. Girls, no cheating! No cheating! Cheating! No cheating! So they took him to jail. Now Yusuf, they put him in a dark, cold cell. And Yusuf is... I wanna go to Daddy Yaqub. I don't want to go to jail. Jail is so bad. Jail is so cold. Jail is so scary. I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to stay in jail. But at the same time, he would say, and don't guess me, huh? So guess now what happened. I am not going to tell you the next one. I want you guys to tell me what happens next. I'm going to take a rest until you guys calm down and tell me what happens next. What happens next? Who knows? Yes. Yes, he's in jail now. Then what happens? No, he's teaching all the prisoners how to be Muslims. He goes to the prisoners, one by one. And guess how would he convince the prisoners to listen to him? Every time he gets his share of food, every time he gets what? His share of food, he goes to the prisoner next door. And he knocks on the door and says, Salamu alaikum, Mr. Prisoner. Yes, who are you? I am the next door prisoner. I have food that I want to share with you. Really? You have food? Come. Okay. Then they invite him to the
full, and then they start eating together. They start eating. And while they are eating, Yusuf tells him. Yusuf starts saying, Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah. Alhamdulillah, you gave us food. So guess what would the guy say? Yes. No, the guy will say, who is Allah that you are talking about? He says, you don't know who is Allah? Oh, I'm going to stay quiet until you guys calm down again.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Can you open the other door? Okay guys, you ready for the story? Or we take another rest until you're done talking? I just want you to finish your chats. Are you done with your chats? Oh, I guess I'll take a break. Okay, you're done with your chats? I still see somebody chatting back there. And are you going to sit down and listen? Okay. Nina, I want to see your face. All right, girls. Good to see the girls win the prize today. They are so quiet. So in jail, he wants to tell people about who? About Allah. Now, how should he tell people about Allah? Should he walk to the people and say, let me tell you about Allah? Let me tell you about Allah? Is that the way? Let me tell you about Allah? No, that's not the way. The way is to take his meal, to take his what? Meal, and go share his meal with the next door what? Prisoner. And while he eating, while the what? Eating, he says, say, he says, Alhamdulillah. The other prisoner says, excuse me, what are you saying? He says, I'm saying Alhamdulillah. What is Alhamdulillah that you are talking about? You are thanking who? I am thanking Allah. Who is Allah? Allah, my Lord and your Lord. Huh? What do you mean, Lord? We have another Lord other than the King. The King is our Lord. No, the King is not our Lord. Then who is our Lord? Our Lord is who? Allah. We should thank Allah or thank the Lord, the King. No. We should thank who? Allah. Tell me more about Allah. Allah is the one who made us. Allah is the one who provides for us. Allah is the one who created the sun, the moon, the earth, blah, 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 blah. And then he tells him about Allah. And then he says, see you dinner time. And then he goes back to his what? Cell. And then the next meal is dinner. He takes his dinner and he goes to another one and says, oh, would you like to share my dinner with me? Of course, welcome. I'd like to share my dinner with you. Okay, they sit down and eat together. And when they sit down and eat together, they say what? I'm quizzing you, they say what? Yes, Yalina, Alhamdulillah. Then the prisoner will say what? Who is Allah? What you are talking about? Then Yusuf replies and says, Allah is what? Our name. See how smart is Yusuf? That is the way to tell people about Allah. You guys ate sugar before you come today?
Yes.
Okay. How about this? Next time, eat salt. Don't eat sugar. Okay? Now, yes, Susie? Yes. Then, during that time, the king who's ruling Egypt started seeing a dream. Started seeing a what? A dream. The dream was very strange dream. I'm going to take a break. I'm also going to take a break until we are about to calm down. Hey guys, I'm going to take a break until you calm down. Just calm down.
We're having your own story.
Okay. Huh? Are we going to? The king started to see what? A dream. The dream was very strange. He saw the dream the first day. Guess what was the dream about, Yasara?
The dream was about
Yusuf,
like that someone would come.
Wrong answer. No, no. You don't take a second to check. Anybody knows the dream? No, 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 no. No. Huh? No, 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 no. Huh? Whoosh, 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 whoosh. Yes, that's true. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Here was the dream. The dream was? Okay, girls, you don't want to know about the dream. You know, you want to know about the dream? Okay. Oh. Are you talking, Papa?
I can hear you, Papa. You're talking about the seven cows.
The seven cows.
The seven cows.
Okay. There, the king started seeing the dream. What was the dream?
The dream was about seven fat cows. The cows started entering from the board. Every cow was so fat and
big. And have a lot of meat and fat.
And while they were coming,
I want you to listen. While you were coming, huh? He was counting.
Here is the first cow coming in.
And after the first cow, here's the what?
Second cow.
And after the second cow, here's the what?
Third cow.
Fourth cow. Fifth cow. Sixth. Seven. So how many cows total?
Seven cows. And the seven cows were so fat and
so fat and what? Beefy. So fat and what?
Beefy. And they were walking around saying, moo, moo.
And then suddenly, in a surprise, guess what comes from the board?
Huh?
Seven thin cows! Every cow is as thin as? As the stick. Very thin cow.
To his surprise, what would happen?
The thin cows will attack the what? The fat cows. Wait a minute. You mean you think that the fat cow is going to attack and eat the thin cow, right? No, no, no. To the surprise of the king, the thin cow is attacking the fat cow. And then when it attacks the fat cow, it does what? It starts eating the fat cow. So now, these same cows are eating the fat cows. And the first thin cow comes through the door and attacks the fat cow and she eats it. And then the second thin cow comes through the door and attacks the fat cow and she eats it. And the fat cow falls on the floor and the thin cow is.
And then the third thing cow comes from the goat, attacks the fat cow. And then the fourth thing cow attacks the third fat cow. And then the fifth attacks the fifth. And the thing cows eat the fat cows. Oh my God. And the king was like, what? Huh? What is happening here? Huh? The thing cow is eating the fat cow? Yes. And then suddenly, people started coming in like this, like that. And when they are coming like that, they are carrying green what? Green plants. Like this. Like walking on your chair. And then, how many of them came? The king was counting. Suddenly, he's counting. Suddenly, all he cares about is to count. The first, the green plant. One, two, three, four. How many people? Seven green plants. And when the seven green plants, okay, are all in the room, guess who came into the room? People coming with dry plants and dead plants that are what? Dead and dry, green or dead? Dead. And then they chase after the
green.
So the green run away. The green will what? Will get scared and what? Run away. And what stays in the room? The seven dry plants. So now, guess what happened? The seven fat cows are eaten. And what remains in the room? The seven thin cows. The seven thin cows ate the seven fat cows. And what stays in the room are the seven thin cows. And then, the seven dry plants scared away the seven dry plants, scared away the seven what?
Green plants.
Green plants. And guess what stayed in the room?
Only the
dry plants. Huh? That is what remained into the room. Oh, are you gossiping about the wife of the governor?
No.
Oh, don't gossip about her. Haram. Okay? Or she will make you cut your hands. Okay. Then guess what happened to the king? The king woke up and said, help me. And all the servants and all the guards came in and said, Yes, Your Majesty, order us. What is happening? He said, water, please, water. And when the king comes down, he says, hey guys, bring me all my advisors and consultants. Bring me all my wives, advisors and consultants. They come running. They say, now, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. He says, I don't care, bring them now, even if it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Just bring them. Okay, they come, they wake them up. They go to the advisors, one by one, they knock on the door, boom, 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 open the door. Yes. What is happening? The king, what happened to the king? The king wants to talk to you. Talk to you. Okay. Now, can the king wait until the morning? No, the king, it's an emergency. The king wants you. All the advisors and all the consultants ran away and went to the king. And then, when they were all around the king, the king said, I'm going to stay quiet. I'll take a break until you guys.
Oh, come on.
Sit down. Both of you sit down. Sit down. Okay. You need to sit down. Or no playtime tomorrow. Okay.
And somebody's going to go to the office in a minute.
I will.
Mommy's in the back. Go. So the king started asking, telling him the story. Oh, guy, my advisors, my consultants, I have seen a very, very scary dream. And I want to understand this dream. I want to watch. Now, I want you to tell me what was the dream.
The people told him lies about the dream.
No. What was the dream that the king saw?
Seven cows were thin and seven cows were fat, and the seven thin cows ate the seven fat cows.
That's right. And what else about the plants?
The dead plants killed the healthy plants.
No, seven dry plants scared away seven green plants. That's right. Now let's quiz the girls. You, what was the dream? The dream that the king saw and he wanted somebody to explain. Yes. No, yes again. And then dead plants and green plants. Oh no.
Seven fat cows, seven green cows, seven dry cows, seven white cows, and one green cow.
That's right. Allahu Akbar. You
want to
say it?
Yes. First, seven fat cows come in, then seven green cows come in, they eat the fat cows. Then the people come in carrying the green plants. And then people come in carrying the dead plants. And the dead plants scare away the green plants.
That's right. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Takbir. And someone here needs some water to wake up. Some water to wake up. Okay. Are we awake now? You're going to tell me about the dream in a few minutes. Okay. Now all the advisors are around the king. The question was, what was the question? The king brought all the advisors for what? Huh? The king brought the advisors, why? Why did the king bring the advisors? To tell him about the meaning of the dream, takbir. Allahu Akbar. Now, they all heard the story of the dream, and they all said, huh? Oh, seven fat cows, and seven thin cows, seven dry plants, and seven green plants. This is not a true dream, Your Majesty. This is nothing but hallucination. What? Hallucination. What? Hallucination. You are hallucinating. You are what? Hallucinating. Go back to sleep, King. You wake us up and you bring us in the middle of the night to ask about some dream like this. This is just nothing but a what? Huh? A what? What do you call this dream? Huh? Yes, and also you call it what? Hallucination. You know when somebody's hallucinating? You know what a hallucination is? Somebody is dreaming something that has nothing to do with reality. So the king said, oh, nobody knows. Okay, I'll go back to sleep. And the king went back to sleep. And guess what happened? No, there is another thing that happened. The dream went away. The dream what? went away. But something else very strange happened to the king. Yes, the king was going to eat his meal. And while the king was going to eat his meal, he noticed that the two people who are serving him with the food and drink, one of them is what? Is shaking. So he said, why your hands are shaking? He said, your majesty, my hand is shaking because I didn't get enough sleep last night. The king looked at him and he said, you're a liar. You're a liar. You're not saying the truth. You know what? Come here. Yes, yes, your majesty. I want you to eat from this food that you brought me. No, I am not going to, your majesty. Why? Because this is your majesty's food. And I don't want to eat your majesty's food. I tell you, eat it. No, your majesty. I say, eat it. No, your majesty. Guards, bring me a dog. They brought him a dog. Let the dog eat the food. The dog ate the food. What happened to the dog? The dog died. So the king said, arrest both of them. They were both what? Arrested. Put him in jail. They were both put where?
In jail.
He said, put them in jail and interrogate them until we find out about this conspiracy. We need to find out who told them to put the poison on the food. Let's bring another glass of water. This time is big. Until they tell us who wanted to kill me and why and who was cooking this conspiracy. Guess when they went to jail, they went next to who? Prophet Yusuf's cell. And guess what would Prophet Yusuf do to them? Bring dinner time. Prophet Yusuf will take his dinner and walk away to the new prisoners and say, Salamu alaikum, you guys are new here? Yes, we are new. Would you like to eat the dinner with me? Yes, I'd like to eat the dinner with you. Okay, what is your story? The king found that there is a poison in his food, and he ordered us to go to jail until he investigates the case. And we are so scared; they are going to probably kill us. And we didn't know anything. We didn't know anything. It's not our fault. Somebody went to prison. Why is it the food of the king that we didn't do it? It's not our fault.
He tells them, pray to Allah.
Pray to who? Allah. To save you. And see what will happen. They pray to Allah. In the same mind they pray to Allah. Guess what happened? No. Huh?
And Yusuf had a dream?
No. Both of them had dreams. Both of them had what?
Dreams.
But they didn't believe the dreams. So they neglected them, they ignored them. The next day they saw what? The same dream. They started paying attention. The third day they saw what? The same dream. The dream is coming over and over again. No, not the king, the prisoners. The prisoners are seeing dreams. One prisoner is seeing a dream that he is being crucified. He's being what? Crucified like this. He's being crucified like what? Like this. And while he was crucified like this, the birds are coming, the claws are coming, eating his head. Eating from what? His head. He's crucified and the crows are eating his head. How about the other one? The other one saw a dream. What was the dream? The dream was that he is serving the king what? Drinks. He's serving the king drinks. Who? The third time, the third night, the dream came exactly the same. So they said,
did you see a dream in the morning? Did you see a dream? Yes, I saw a dream. What was the dream? The dream was I'm crucified and the crows are eating my head. Oh, I saw a dream. What was the dream? Oh, the dream was I'm serving the king drink.
How do we know what the meaning of this of these dreams? Huh? Oh, who? Huh?
Ibrahim.
Oh, who is Ibrahim now? Prophet Yusuf. They heard the news. Oh, we heard there is a guy who's a very nice, kindly guy who's in jail who knows how to tell dreams. Tell the meanings of dreams. Did you see a dream? Did you see a dream?
Yes.
I can tell you what's the meaning of the dream. What was the dream?
I saw a ghost chasing me.
You saw a ghost chasing you? Oh, this means that you were not listening and I was chasing you. Anybody else saw a dream? And the bird, the girls eating. Did you really have this dream? Oh, alhamdulillah. Otherwise, brother Abu Yusuf would be in trouble. Huh?
My dream is about...
You didn't see a dream?
No, my dream is about... I have a lot of animals in my house.
You have a lot of animals in your house? You know who are these animals?
Yeah.
Those are the monkeys coming to play with you. Because you are the biggest monkey. You have a dream? You have a dream? Yes? A diamond ring? What was it? A diamond necklace? Oh, sweetheart. From your sweet dreams. Okay. Now, they went to Yusuf. Do you want to hear the meanings of these two dreams that they saw?
Yes.
No, you don't want to. Do we have anything to attack today?
Yay!
You lost your shoes, though.
Thank you.